My horse, Daisy, looked up from the carrot patch she was chewing on and gave a few snorts, wishing the other horses luck, probably. Dad gave the blokes a nod. He knew some of them from the pub. They nodded back.
"Don't fall down a well, Ted," said one. "We'll need reinforcements and we'll be giving you a hoy."
Before Dad could reply, I spoke up.
"No need," I said. "We'll probably beat you lazy blighters there."
Suddenly, the door was opened so violently that a little cluster of brass bells tinkled wildly, taking quite some time to calm down. The cause of this hubbub was a fat little boy of 10 or 12. His wet, dark brown hair hung down over his face, his coat was soaked and dripping, and he was carrying a school satchel slung over his shoulder. He was rather pale and out of breath, but despite the hurry he had been in a moment before, he was standing in the open doorway as though rooted to the spot.